program created by the Rio Grande Oil Company.
Suddenly, police calling all cars, attention all cars, broadcast 100. Regarding a shooting at a theater in Westwood. Stand by for further details. That's all. Rosenberg.
Thousands of boys and girls have joined the Rio Grande Senior Police Department and now proudly wear genuine metal police badges and carry siren whistles, police handcuffs, police pistols, and other detective equipment. The complete senior detective outfit is furnished free of charge to every youngster who enlists in Rio Grande's War on Crime.
For pictures and descriptions of these secrets, see the latest issue of the Calling All Cars News, which any independent dealer selling Rio Grande craft gasoline will gladly give you absolutely free. The connection between Western Police Department and the Rio Grande Oil Company is a unique one. To aid police to prevent crime, executives of the Rio Grande Oil Company dig deep into official police records and get the facts for these two radio stations and the three detective shows in the Calling All Cars News. And to aid police in catching criminals and lawbreakers, Rio Grande has created a gasoline which is quite different from other motor fuels. It is made by the most costly refining process known, called cracking. And Rio Grande's fine new cracking plant is the only one in the West licensed to produce gasoline by this patented process. Police officials of leading the cities and the counties in California and Arizona have tested all gasoline. And they have chosen the special process Rio Grande craft gasoline to power more police cars, ambulances, motorcycles, and other emergency equipment than any other brand. And this is exactly the same Rio Grande craft gasoline featured by independent service stations, because although it is costlier to manufacture, Rio Grande craft sells at competitive prices. Its greater efficiency gives you more miles per gallon. So by using Rio Grande craft gasoline in your car, you can enjoy police car performance at no extra cost. Once more, we are pleased to present Chief James E. Davis of the Los Angeles Police Department. Chief Davis.
Good evening, friends. Tonight is the 100th broadcast of Calling All Cars. It was with a certain amount of misgiving that I appeared on that first broadcast 100 weeks ago tonight. But my desire to bring the policeman side of the story to the public outweighed the fear of possible criticism. The public spirit and civic mindedness of the Rio Grande Oil Company in maintaining these broadcasts and the unflagging zeal of William N. Robeson, their author and producer, in dramatically presenting them have justified my decision. In that first broadcast, nearly 2 years ago, I remember saying that I hoped as you listened to these programs, you would have a deeper understanding of your friend, the policeman, and a keener realization of the constant battle he wages to keep your city a decent place in which to live. I believe now that nearly 2 years have passed that this program has accomplished all I hoped for it at the beginning. And I am deeply grateful to the Rio Grande Oil Company, to Mr. Robeson, and to my brother officers throughout the Southwest who have thrown open their confidential files and contributed many interesting and thrilling cases to this splendid radio program.
Hey, Chief! Chief, hurry up and open this door. Oh, you think this movie theater was the Bank of England, the way you got it locked up? I'm late, and I got a lot more film to pick up this morning.
Hey, is this the way the fella gets here?
It's down the washroom, mop it up.
This rheumatism of mine don't let me get around as fast as I used to.
Yeah, I know, but I'm in an awful hurry. It's 10:45 now, and I got a lot more places to call. Where's the film?
Yeah, in the manager's office, where it always is, I suppose. I ain't been in there yet.
Okay, you got the key?
Yeah, here it is.
Boy, I bet you could jump him down to exchange, Pete. You got it easy compared to my job, picking up films all morning and delivering them all afternoon.
I know, but you ain't got my rheumatism.
Gee, this door wasn't locked.
It wasn't?
No.
It is?
Yeah.
Hmm, that's funny. Oh, Mr. Stanley must have forgot to lock it last night. He never did that before, though.
Well, you'd better remind him. Now, let's see. Where's this?
Pick him up.
What is this?
Pick him up and get inside here quick. Shut that door. Now, you open that safe.
Is it me?
Yes, you. The door's on a combination.
Well, I can't.
If you're letting your room fall, you open that safe, I'll let you have it right there.
Well, I don't. Well, to be honest, I just called for the film.
Open that safe.
Well, you can ask the janitor here. I don't know anything about this place.
Yeah, that's right, mister. He don't work here.
Well, how about you, then? You work here, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, open the safe for us.
I don't know the combination.
Listen, I'm getting tired of this, Scudder. We're going to have that safe open, and we're going to blow both of you to bits.
Hey, pipe down, Joe.
I'm telling Simmons. Step on the door here. I'll go on the other side.
Hey, Steve, where the devil are you?
Pick him up, mister.
Say, what is
that? I said up. Get your hands away from your head.
Why, you can't bluff me.
Hey, a bunch of guys. Hey, come on, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
That's right. What's the matter, Joe?
You got me.
What do we do?
Get going. Scram. Make it okay.
You better use this side door, huh?
Sure.
What about those mugs in the office?
We can't think about them now. We pulled a beef. He said that guy's dead.
No, Joe. Your building's strong.
Yeah, but that ain't gonna help any now.
So I don't see any car.
You didn't expect me, did you? He wasn't be here until 11:30.
Well, we gotta get out of here some way.
Hey, there's a car. Across the street. See? Dane's just getting out of here.
Come on, let's go.
I hope you let the keys leave, isn't it? What's the fact, Jeff? This thing's beating like that devil.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sally. So let me give you a hand.
Oh, boy, what a break. He's kidding with you. Come on, pile in.
I'm sorry,
lady, but we got to get to the receiving hospital fast.
I'm hurt, lady.
Now, you wait here and I'll bring your car right back.
What a bad thing.
Well, I guess this is far enough away.
Well, it's West Hollywood.
Anybody followed us, we threw them off all right, going up over the hills.
And it's car.
Yeah, well, what do we do then?
Get a cab.
As it stands.
No, you fool, don't pull up. Run down the street and park.
Oh, I get it.
This'll be all right along in here. Now, you go ahead and get the cab. Tell the driver your pal's drunk. And come back and pick me up.
Oh, okay. We'll be right back, Joe.
There we are. Just pull up beside that Bruce there.
Okay.
Give me a hand with my buddy, will you? He's just over here in the car.
Sure. This is so on bad liquor over here.
Yes, that's right. I never took it myself.
That's a good idea, huh? I'm swearing off.
Let me give you a hand.
Steady.
Okay. A nice soft seat in the back for you.
Okay,
there we are. All right, Matt, let's go.
Let's go.
Well, we got home anyway. How are you feeling, Joe?
Pretty rocky.
Put on the radio, will you?
I'll play some music.
Yeah. I guess I better call a doctor for
it. Call a doctor? Are you rummy? We'd have a bull's down on us in a minute.
You better get some bandages. This thing will have to heal without a doctor.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. Want to get in bed?
No, I'll lay down on the bed and watch.
Well, it wouldn't turn hard like we figured, did it?
No. It would have been okay if I'd got a gat head and kept his nose into it.
Yeah. Well, here he was.
Oh, bite. Maybe somebody else has the same idea we had.
How about getting me some bandages now, Doc?
Oh, sure, I forgot. I haven't seen that.
So here's 10 bucks. The last I got, but you probably need it worse than I do.
All right. Where are you going?
Well, I've been thinking I better get going.
And walk out on me when I got a bullet hole in me, huh?
Oh, that is that.
You better do that. If I hadn't got that gun out there, Peter, I'd drill you the same as I did that guy out there.
Oh, now, look, you're drilling me.
I'll take that thing on the radio.
Two old bandits, John Steele, Detective Lieutenant Collins, Special Officer of the Los Angeles Police Department, in the Redwood Theater an hour ago. Well, then it was here, you go over the newspaper.
And you read that, Joe? What is the copy of that, Joe?
Well, what of it? He said that was saying.
Yeah, but every bill in the world will be looking for us now. They'll never stop hunting when it's a copy that's bumped. Come get mad, Joe. There's the $10.
All right, Rat, get out. Go on. Run down to the city hall and walk to the Tiva police. Go on.
No, it's clear, Joe. You can count on that.
You're liable to do anything. Go on, scram. The longer I look at your pen, the sicker I get.
Well, so long, Joe. Sorry it didn't turn out the way we figured.
If I get out of this, you'll hear from me later. And if I bump off, remember I got friends.
Oh, gee, Joe, don't take that attitude. After all, I didn't bump off the copper. You did. Well, I got to protect myself.
Get out.
Get
out. Hello. Hello. Let me address to 72581. Yeah, that's right. Good dirty stink. Ain't going to be hooked around this town for him from now on. Hello, Eddie. This is Joe. Yeah, I know, but I couldn't meet that in Westwood. No, I got held up. Now, listen. Get over here right away with it. Bring along some bandages and iodine. Yeah. Yeah, I just pulled a beef. I need some help. Hurry up.
Keep these people out of here.
Okay, Lieutenant Condapper.
Come on, folks. Get the room
out here. Young fella, you say these two men held up you and Pete the janitor?
That's right.
What did they look like?
Well, I didn't get a good look at the one guy. He kept out of the light. The other one had on a blue overcoat. He was about 25, I guess.
What kind of complexion?
I couldn't tell. He had a scarf half over his face, and he wore a white cap pulled low over his forehead.
An American?
Hey, what is
it? American.
The lady's car has been stolen, and we have...
Right, all right, lady. You can go in now.
Here all my born days. Trying to keep me out of this, I declare.
All right, lady. You're in now. What's the trouble?
Well, I heard that a man had been shot here, and my car's been stolen, and I think you ought to know about it.
Well, you see, madam, we're investigating a murder. Now, if you'll just report the theft of your car to the auto detail, I'm sure they'll take care of it.
Now, you look here, officer. If you don't hear me out, you'll be sorry.
Well, go ahead.
Well, about a half hour ago, two men came across the street from this direction and got into my car. When I told them to get out, the one said he was taking his friend to the hospital, and they promised to bring my car back, but they haven't returned it. And I got to thinking that maybe they were the ones that did the shooting, and so
what
I thought...
What did they look like?
Well, one of them had on a blue overcoat. He was the one that was hurt.
Who said one of them wore a blue overcoat, didn't you, young fella?
That's right, and a white cap.
Did your man have on a white cap, lady?
No.
Did either of them have on a white cap?
No, I don't think they did.
All right. Get the boys outside and tell them to look for a white cap. One of those bird launches between this room and the other side of the street.
Right.
Now, what was the license number of your car, lady?
Let me see. It was... 5B1895. Yes, that's right. 5B1895.
Next.
A tenth sedan.
Hello?
Blue.
Yes?
1929.
We'll broadcast that information right away. Hello, Jack. Found that for speaking. This is down for broadcast of all cars on 2GPL and all points on state telepath. Ready? Stolen car, wanted in connection with murder, Lieutenant Hugh Crowley. Badge number 17. 1929, blue Plymouth sedan. License number 5 Victor V. That's right. 1895. Suspects are thought to have escaped in this car. If found, hold, notify Central Homicide at once. And that's all. Get it out right away.
There
you
are, fellas. Boy, found these outside.
That's more like it. 10 finger skulls and a white cap.
Well, what are those rubber glove fingers for?
They had fingerprints. But they shouldn't have thrown them away so soon. That car of yours will be covered with prints now. Hello, Hudson?
Tom Napper.
Yeah. Connection with the murder of Hugh Crowley. We just found a cap borne by suspect number one. Yeah, we think he's wounded. Look, Hudson, get the men out to cover cleaning and dyeing establishment. And run down this laundry mark. It's C, I can promise, C153. All right.
Just watch me, Lieutenant. I just took this up outside.
Thanks. Hold a minute, Hudson. Matt just found one of the guns. Wait till I look at it.
Take it open, will you, Matt?
Yep. This is the one that did the business. Three shots and fired on it. Hudson, wire the Smith and Martin factory and find out who they sold a 3220 revolver to. Serial number 1186. Yeah, that's right.
coroner's office to come out and pick up the body.
Morning, Frank.
All right.
Anything there in the Crowley murder?
Morning. Idea Car 32 picked up the getaway car in West Hollywood at midnight last night. Ballard was down over at the fingerprint.
Did he find him here?
Yep. The car was covered with a tinted glass.
Where is it? Has he been playing?
He's caught, Joe, for bootlegging.
Yeah, that's our first step.
And the two stone 60 men into the area around Gardner and Sunset, where the car was found. That's located the men if they're in that neighborhood.
Oh, we better get out there then.
All right, let's go. Do, Libby. Do you know anything about that sedan that was parked across the street yesterday?
What sedan?
It was a blue sedan.
Well, why should I know anything about it? I got plenty to worry with. What about those three kids of mine and the mister not working?
Did you see a blue sedan across the street there?
No. Oh, for heaven's sake, the baby cereal's there.
Mustn't be anybody home. Keep on ringing.
The radiator's still warm and that car in the driveway.
Whatever you're selling, I don't want any.
Hey, open that door.
Say, listen, if you don't go away and stop bothering me, I'll call the cops.
Save yourself the trouble. We're from Central.
In that case, I ain't done nothing.
Maybe so, maybe not. Where have you been all night?
Oh, just out. Just at a party. What do you want?
You know anything about a blue sedan that was parked down the street yesterday?
No, I never saw it.
Sure about that?
Yeah, well, of course. Boys, I don't know nothing about it. My taste beat it. My husband's working nuts. And if you come home and find me up, oh, he'll raise the devil. Now, beat it, will you? I never saw no blue sedan on the level. I swear I'm telling you.
Nothing to that. I did see that car come up and pass. I was hanging out my watch. Of course, I'm usually earlier than that, but I had an awful big walk yesterday. You know, my sister and her husband have been
saying that. All right, lady. What about the sedan?
Oh, of course. I'm wandering, ain't I?
Yeah, a little.
Well, the sedan drove up, and a man got out of it and walked up toward Sunset Boulevard. A few minutes later, he came back in a taxi cab, and the driver and this man helped the other one out of the sedan. He looked kind of like he was drunk. And they got out in the cab and drove away.
What kind of a cab was it?
A green cab, I think.
Come on, Ram. We want to talk to the driver.
That's all I know about it. I drove him to the spot and knew him to arrest him. I ain't mixed that night.
Nobody said you were.
What's the address of that apartment on Normandy?
629 South.
Not if any blood in your cab after you hauled up there?
No, why should I? That guy was tough.
Well, if that's so, you were fooled.
Yeah, you better throw a stake out around that apartment house right away. And have a little talk with the landlady.
Well, yes, Mr. Ryan. Mr. Lugan lived here, but he's checked out.
Sure, how long ago?
About midnight last night.
Where are the police, huh?
Suddenly left the trail. Got a quick bill here?
Yes.
Did this man Lugan make any calls yesterday?
Why, yes, I think so. One or two.
You got the operator slip?
I believe so.
Let me see them, please.
Yes. Here they are.
Thank you. That's 372581 and Normandy 20396. Now, Mrs. Matthews, we know that Joe Rubin telephoned this number yesterday. Now, who did he talk to?
My boy, Eddie, hasn't done anything. He's a good boy.
I'm not interested in your boy, Eddie. What I want to know is, did Joe Rubin talk to him yesterday?
Well, if he did, what of it?
Where is your son now?
He's out of town on a business trip.
With Rubin?
I don't know.
Who's this pal of your son's in Rubin?
Well, I don't know who you mean.
Oh, come on now, Mrs. Matthews. There's no sense in holding out on it. If you don't help us, your son may be implicated.
I tell you, Eddie's done nothing. And my mother, too, they're good, clean boys, too.
What of it, too?
Why, Joe Regan and Jack Green.
Oh, Jack Green's the other one, huh?
Oh, I didn't mean to.
You bet it. Where does this Jack Green live?
I don't know.
But you must know.
I don't know the address.
But where is it? Danbury, Inglewood, where?
Last I heard, he lived around Western Avenue in Hollywood.
Oh, I don't want to get those boys in trouble.
No, I'm getting them in trouble, Mrs. Matthews. They're in trouble already. Who's there?
Who
is it?
Officers of the law.
Officers
of the law. Unlock that door and come out of your
home, Jeff.
We've got
you
covered with a submachine gun.
Oh, man,
I
should have
known I couldn't get away with it.
Come on,
Green.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm coming.
You're under arrest for the murder of Lieutenant Hugh Crowley. Not the cook on
the phone. Well, I didn't murder him. I didn't do the shoot. I didn't even have a gun. I'm the murderer. Joe Regan did the shooting. You found Regan. He's the murderer.
What do you say Regan Monday night?
I don't know anything about Regan. I haven't seen him since Monday morning. I haven't been out of this place since yesterday.
Well, they walked out on the tail after he was shot.
Well, it wasn't a matter of walking out, but you should have walked. I had a look out for myself, didn't I?
Yeah.
Well, I'll get it with you, wouldn't it?
Who moved Regan?
I don't know.
Who was your guess?
I don't know.
Well, they must have an idea. Who would Regan call after you, his pal, walked out on him?
Oh, don't say it that way.
There's only one way to say it.
Who would Regan call?
Eddie Matthews? Maybe. I don't know.
Who else?
Well, Eddie's girl, maybe.
What's her name?
Sally. Sally Walker.
Where does she live, with Eddie?
Well, not exactly. She's got an appointment on 3rd Street.
And her telephone's Normandy 28396, isn't it?
Yeah. So how did you know?
That's the other call from Regan's apartment, Ryan. You better take Green in and book him for murder.
Well, don't do that. I'm innocent, I tell you. I'm innocent.
Oh, pipe down, Green. And Ryan, after you've booked this guy, join me over at 3rd and Vermont. I'm going to search this Walker then.
She got on that San Francisco plane. She's made monkeys of it. Leading us into drugstores by one entrance, not another, changing cabs, riding elevators in half a dozen office buildings.
Yeah, she was a kid, she's been.
Yeah, she knows she's been shattered.
Maybe. Maybe she was just playing safe.
Yeah, we ought to pick her up.
Yeah. She's that smart, we'll never make a talk. Let her go and salute us right to Regan. Well, here's what you do, Ryan. Call headquarters and tell them to wire Bakersfield, says no in San Francisco to meet that ship. Tell him to follow her as he gets off. Give him a full description. It'll be easier, though. She's the only dame on the plane.
Hadn't they better arrest her?
Well, they'll lead them to a hideout, and then there's a matter of it.
I'm Dr. in line. What's the guy from Los Angeles, Inspector?
I filled him in.
Thank you.
Well, didn't take you boys long to get here.
Didn't take you San Francisco boys long to pick up our girlfriend either.
That was easy. She led us in the plane right to an apartment house on 3rd Street. They had her in jail an hour after she got in town.
But no Regan, eh, Inspector?
Nope, no Regan. Young fellow by the name Eddie Matthews was with her in the apartment, but neither of them were caught. I claim they don't know anybody by the name of Regan.
What did you find out about this Walker girl, Inspector?
Well, she says she's up here to see her mother.
That's the truth?
It's the truth that her mother lives here. Nice old lady she is. Runs a little grocery store out in the mission.
Respectable, law-abiding citizen, eh?
Right.
That's just fine. I'll make that girl talk. Stay around, will you?
Right away. She's waiting in the other office. Bring her off a girl in, Harry.
Yes, sir. Can you come in, Miss Walker?
Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
I want you to meet a couple of friends of mine, Sally. This is Lieutenant Condoffer and Lieutenant Ryan of the Los Angeles Police Department.
So what?
Glad to know you, Sally. Sit down, will you? Well, how about it?
How about what?
The mother of Lieutenant Crowley.
I don't know anything about it.
Where's Regan?
I don't know what you're talking about.
How did you leave Los Angeles so suddenly, Bob?
I just came up north to see my mother, that's all.
Does your mother know what kind of tramp you're in with in Los Angeles?
Say, what do you mean? I'm a respectable waitress.
Did you know that your mother's in the outer office?
What?
Yeah. We asked you to come down. She doesn't know why.
Why, you...
Now, if you'll come clean with us, we'll tell her it was a mistake and she'll never know you were here.
You've got a nerve.
Of course, if you'd rather cover up that rat, Reuben, and call your mother in and tell her what you've been up to in Los Angeles and we'll give the papers the story. How do you think your mother would like that, Sally? Well... How about it?
Okay. You win. I'll talk. But you got to promise that mother will never know about this.
You can take my word for it, lady. She never will.
Okay. Joe's pretty badly hurt. We got him in an apartment over on 3rd Street.
yourself? Feeling any better?
I'm okay, I guess. Bullet hole sure stings, though.
After it's in the shoulder instead of the heart.
Let me go sell them, maybe I'll. I did promise they'd be here by noon with a car so they could get me north and out of the heat.
Oh, they ought to be along any time now.
You know, Blackie, this thing is getting me.
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know. I'm getting soft or something. I've been doing a lot of thinking laying here alone with this blood slug burning fire inside of me. I've been wondering what we did wrong.
What the devil are you talking about?
Well, I guess it'll sound silly. Look, Blackie, I tried to pull a fast one, and what did I get for it? I bumped off a copper, and I got an armful of lead. I got every bull in the state of California looking for me. For what? Because I tried to make some easy dough. Because I tried to break the law.
Saint Joe, you are going soft. Better have another shot of liquor. You're talking like a Sunday school teacher.
And I'm beginning to think like one. Blackie, I'm beginning to think they're right when they say crime don't pay.
Open up,
or we'll blast the door down. Don't be a fool, Blackie. Drop that gun and open the door.
What?
Go on, do as I say. There's no sense bumping off any more cops. They always get in the end.
Yes, they always get you in the end. They got Joe Regan and hanged him by the neck until dead. They sent Jack Green to the gallows, but he fought the verdict and got a commutation to life sentence. With the knowledge that justice had been done, that the ancient law of an eye for an eye has been fulfilled, can never compensate the widow of Hugh Crowley for her loss. And what can assuage the breaking hearts of the mothers of Joe Regan and Jack Green, whose sons learned too late that crime doesn't pay? The splendid work of the men of the Homicide Squad in bringing these killers to justice is an empty victory. The real work of society has failed. Society is at fault in the inadequacy of its educational program, which must eventually convince every man, woman, and child of the futility of the idiocy of crime.
Thank you, Chief Davis.
Your police department operates a huge fleet. Hundreds of police cars, motorcycles, police ambulances, and other emergency equipment, as well as a fleet of work cars. It is flattering that out of all the gasoline sold on this market, Rio Grande cracked gasoline has been selected as their official fuel. The contract for gasoline to operate police, fire, and emergency cars in Los Angeles specified Rio Grande cracked gasoline exclusively because tests over a period of years have convinced Los Angeles officials, as well as officials of Oakland, Berkeley, Marysville, Hayward, San Diego County, Maricopa County, Arizona, and many others, that Rio Grande cracked gasoline excels in every requirement. It starts faster. It accelerates faster. It creates more power, and you get greater mileage. We want you to know, and we want every motorist to know, that Rio Grande cracked will continue to give more for the money than any other gasoline. Your neighborhood independent dealer has Rio Grande cracked gasoline. Ask him about the free gifts of boys and girls. Up on your sleeve, calling all cars, attention all cars, translation of that Jack 100. Regarding the murder of Lieutenant Hugh Crowley. The sex was case now in custody. That's all. Rose and quick. And produced by William N. Robson. This is your announcer, Frederick Lindsley. bidding you good night for the Rio Grande Oil Company.